In 1261, when the city's retaken, the Genoese get part of that area known as the Galatia or Apera, that is on the north shore of the Golden Horn. That becomes a Genoese colony in a true sense of the word. It's under Genoese administration, and it's still a Genoese colony in 1453 when the Ottoman Turks show up. It's actually neutral territory during the final siege. The Genoese also get something that no other Italian ever had, and that was the right to enter the Black Sea and take over the carrying trade in the Black Sea. And as I've mentioned before, the Black Sea was always the preserve of imperial fleet and imperial merchants. It was the essentially the heartland that fed the capital in terms of resources, population, the grain trade, and the luxury caravan trade that we shall see develops on the Black Sea ports as a result of the Mongol conquest. The Genoese take this over and eventually turn the Black Sea into one of their areas, and actually turn that third splinter empire of Trebizond into, in a sense, what 19th century historians would call a hypocolony. That is a state that heavily depends on the finances and prosperity of the Genoese. So that decision in 1261 was quite fateful. And Michael VIII reconquered Constantinople, and as I mentioned, devoted the rest of his efforts in taking back Greece and eliminating any kind of contenders in Epirus, subjecting the Frankish lords of Greece. And this got him involved in an extremely complicated diplomacy, which we'll get to shortly. Finally, the third state, and a state that never quite made it, was the Empire of Trebizond, the third splinter empire. There are actually two others. There's Rhodes and a fortress in Greece that held out, but they never really amounted to much. And Trebizond was a peculiar city. It's the ancient city of Trapezus. It's the modern Turkish city of Trabzon. And it's a city that is really crowded between the Pontic Alps and the shores of the Black Sea or the Euxine Sea. Extremely humid climate. Never really get a good sunny day in Trabzon. And nonetheless, that city was on several important trade routes, especially the caravan route that led across Transcaucasia to Tabriz in northern Iran, which was an important commercial center, and then later, with the arrival of the Mongols, is developed as a major court and residence of the Ilkhan, that is the Mongol lord of what is essentially Iran in the old Abbasid heartland. So Trebizond was always an important center, a terminus for the caravan trade. It also was well set as a port vis-a-vis the various ports of the Black Sea, especially to the Crimea, where there were several important ports that led to other termini of caravan trades, and also to the grain trade of Russia and all of the trade that went up the Dnieper into the Russian principalities. And so Trebizond was always an important commercial center and was a city important enough that it would attract imperial attention. The Comnenian family actually kicked out the local dynasts, the so-called Gabras family, because they got too powerful. Manuel I felt that these guys were likely to act up the way he had with princes in Antioch, and essentially Manuel I took over a good deal of this area as imperial properties, and ironically, it was scions of that old imperial Comnenian family who seized control of the city either in March or April of 1204. They staged a revolt. These were two brothers, Alexis and David Comnenus, who could claim that they were descended from Manuel I or they were related to the old Comnenian family. And I also may have noted that they initially staged this revolt simply to carve out their own state, and then they got the news from Constantinople that, by the way, there's a Latin emperor there, and, oh, that's even better. We're in opposition to the Crusaders. But these two brothers had intended to carry a revolt out anyway. Well, with the city of Trebizond, the older brother, Alexis, who was crowned emperor of the Romans, he took the same imperial title, sent the younger brother, David, west to make his effort to take the imperial capital. And he showed up with an army, and this plagued Theodore of Lascaris and Nicaea. At one point, David is actually cooperating with Henry, the Latin emperor. It's a really complicated mess over there. But what happened is, very quickly, the Trapezatine emperors, which is a rather complicated adjective. It means the emperors in Trebizond. It's using the old Greek name, Trapezus. The Trapezatine emperors decided it wasn't worth it. That they didn't have the manpower and resources. They didn't have access first to the recruiting grounds that either the Nicene emperors, the despots of Epirus, or the Bulgarian Tsar had. So they couldn't field the armies. They also felt pressure from the Seljuk Turks and very real pressure. And they never really controlled much except this very thin ribbon of territory along the northeastern shore of Asia Minor that had a number of very lucrative ports. And it had this mountainous hinterland with important products, but it just, and including some important silver mines, but it just never had the resources to get into the big leagues.